is Yediyas HaTuma, there's also Halacha by Yediyas HaTuma, Shtayim Shem Arba. There are two that's Mashma Deraisa, and another two we learn out from Drushas. So Drashi Yediyas HaTuma, that means Amurus Bekorban Elu V'Yerid. Or Nefesh Ki Siga. We read the Masech Teshvuah, Shanakosim Adabra, Lebetumas Mikdash Vedashim. So talking about a case where you were Tomei, and either you went into the base of Mikdash, or else you ate kachim, the tumah, you have to bring a chiyuv korban oilu v'yerid, which means if you're an osher, you bring a chatis, if not a oif, if not a mincha. Now what's the case? Shalacha shenitma, after you became tomei, ocha kodesh, you either ate kachim, or nichnas l'migdash. V'yafinu hasam, she'enem eschayev eli v'diyah, t'chili v'diyah b'soif. You have to know at the beginning that you were tomei, and at the end later you have to realize you were tomei. Now the helem be time, in the middle, when you went into the base of migdash, that's when you forgot you were tomei. In other words, in the morning, you know you touched the sherit. You know, clearly you were tummy. The afternoon, it slipped your mind, your tummy, and you walked into the base of Migdash. You walked in Bishoigi. Then at night, you start to think over the day, what happened today? Oy vey, I remember this morning I was tummy, and now I realize I went to the base of Migdash. So that's the case that you chayiv achatis, where you had a yediyah in the morning. In the morning, you knew you were tummy. You forgot about a bashash you went in, and at night you remembered. The helem bein tayin. You knew in the morning you were tummy. But never then, you forgot about it in the afternoon. Tumah, you forgot you were tummy. The yochel kodesh, you ate the kachim, you ate the korban. When mishochel, if you finished eating, you're there shochel of a tumah. Ishtayim ein mashmoyes akos. There are two types of chiv chates from the psukim. Benelim imenu, you forgot, bu tam at your tummy, mashma shenelim imenu tumma, you forgot you were tummy. Avazachu shalacha kredish, vishash, you eating the kachim, you know what you're doing. You know in the afternoon you're eating kachim. Vishazem mikdish, or else in the afternoon when you went into the base of mikdish, you knew what you were doing. You knew this was the base of mikdish. Hareshtayim helim tumma, lagabi kredish, helim tumma, lagabi mikdish. These are the two ikich yuvim of the chates midiraisam, where you forgot you were tummy, but you ate the kachim when you went to the base of Midish. Shane Arba, there's a chiddush in other two cases. Yeshchol Rabbis Oichstein, Ribu Venelam, Nelam, the pasuk says two times Venelam, Beis Pomin. The Rabbis says Hazochol a tummy. In a case where in the morning you touched the sherets and the whole day you remembered your tummy. Even in the afternoon you still knew your tummy. So what's the shaykh here? Avonelam Menel Kedish. That was Shas, you ate this meat, Kesava Shechulheim. You thought this meat was chul, you didn't know it was the carbon. You didn't realize you're going into the base of Migdash. You thought this was your house. You're in the days. So even though you knew you were Tameim, but you didn't realize this was the base of Migdash. So that's another case of Shoigig. So that's also Shem Arba. That's another two cases that's not beferish in the Kruam that we learn out from Jerushas. Another clause is this is Maris Nagoyim. There are two Ikka Maris Nagoyim that's Tameim, and Maris Nagoyim Shnaim Shem Dalim. Trashi Maris Nagoyim, Litame Ben Shnaim Hein Seis Ubeheris. There are two types of white spots on your body. The Torah says, if you have this, you have a tumas in the maga. Shein arba, rashi meribu is tapachas, the person says tapachas, shumashma tfeila, an extra one, a tuffle to it, kumoy sapchani no alechas. Marba tfeila lezu lezu, where marba tuffle is set like a tolda of the sheis and of the heris. Tolda le sheis for tolda of heris. Another type of white spots on yourself that could also have tumas maga. The Shona Chachonim Beheris, what's the first Maga Beheris? That means Azak Shelling. White like snow, that's the whitest we have. Shneelo, what's like a tolda, what's second to white as snow? Is Kesida Heichel, like white lime. Sheis, Kitsema Lovin. Seis, what Teres says, that's like white wool. That's another type of whiteness. Shneelo, what's the second to that whiteness? Kukrum Beitzer, the white of the egg. Mara Loshin Zorchum, Mishamachotam Lashnaim Shemav. So these are two cases in the Raisa, Sheis, Seis, and the Harris that says in the Raisa, and Sapach is smart, but another two, another one to each one of them. Right. Now the Mishnah there in Shavua says, Yitzias HaShabbos, Naget HaMelechah Shabbos, Shtayim Shem Abra. That's all it says. It says there are two Melechis, it could be Artsor and Achnosor, Shem Abra comes out to be four. Is the Kasha Fet of Gemara, Maish, Nehoch, Alkom, here in the beginning of Al Masechta, Titoni Bein Shem Dala Bifnim. It says two parts to our Mishnah. Two that becomes into the four to the balabos that's inside the house. Obey Shem Abra. Abra Besuloi. Over there, just as one case, just as Shtayim Shem Abra, not more. Doesn't say anything more. Shala, how come here it says like four, and there it only says two cases? And for the Gemara, Hoch Odike Shabbos. Over here, our Masechta is the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. Is the Ikar Lachas or Shabbos, who Tony Ovis for Tony Todus. We can explain the Ovis by Shabbos, and we'll explain the Todus by Shabbos.
Now usually the chilek between an av and a toldom is usually ovis are something we find directly in the Mishkan. That's the ovis. We have lametes melachas that we find in the Mishkan. That's called the av. A toldom means something that's doimit to it, looks like it, even though exactly it wasn't in the Mishkan or wasn't choshev. Another pshat could be amol ovis av, which says the ferish in the krua. When a terrorist says something beferish, that makes it into an av. The Torah doesn't say beferish, you have to learn it out from other drushes, that makes it into a toldom. So what we want to say by hoitzor, and the havamina here is that hoitzor and achnoso, the hoitzor is that's an av. That says beferish in the Torah. The Tani toldus is called achnosis, bringing something in. To Rashi, Tani ovois vetoldus. To Rashi, yitzios viachnosis. The havamina is the yitzios and the achnosis. She yitzios of the same. Means Yitzia means taking out from your Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. That's the Yav. Why? Because the Torah says Miyaviru called the Machna that Moshe gave a Kol and said Klayasol, don't take out the Matanis to the Mishkan from your house to me to Rishus HaRabim. That's called Loshen Hoitzor. Is Loi Mashma Elo Hoitzor. It's only Mashma Hoitzor. Don't carry from your house to Rishus HaRabim. So how do we know Hachnosa though if you carry from Rishus HaRabim into your house? Elam is svara. That's only a svara. I mean, the Gemara later says, Michti, Rishus, Lirishus, Kopit, Kroah, the Torah is marked, but not to carry. From Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabim, Havazoi, Mali Afuka, Mali Aluyeh. Might ask me which way you carry it. Whether you carry it out from your house into Rishus Rabim, or whether you carry it from Rishus Rabim back into your house. So, Mesvara Hachnos Rishai. The Alma Gemara calls a svara only a tolda. So, Mela, what are we saying? And the more that was Hochid, Yikishabas, Utoni Yavas, Tani Toldus, who explaining both the Hatzos and the Achnosis. Hossam, but over there, Masech the Shruis, the Lav Yikishabasu, that's the Masech the Shruis, talking about Shruis, it brings down Shabbos Agav, it says all these other halachis, that Yashtaim Shemarba, smell there, it just says Ovis, Tani, Abatoldus, like Tani. There, the Mishnah only explains two into four of the Hatzos. Of carrying out from your house into Rishus Rabim, or by the toldos of Achnosa, we're not talking about. Maybe that's a terrace. For the more that can be. While others, mind you, what's the case of an Av? What are you saying is called an Av by the Melechah Shabbos? That's Yitzias. That's carrying out from your Rishus HaYochid into Rishus Rabim. Or the Zoi, the Yitzias, train heaven. Trashi, train heaven, that's all you have, but just two cases, not more. You won't have Shtayim Shem Arbeis. How can the Mishnah Shvuah says there are two that comes into four? We're talking about Yitzias carrying outside. You only have two, that's all. The Drashi Tartan Evin. The Oni or the Balabayis. You have one case, the Oni, the person standing outside, where he puts his hand inside the house and takes something outside. That's right, so. Or else the Balabayis, but the Balabas inside has a piece of bread in his hand and sticks it outside and puts it down outside. Umar Shein Arbeis the Tani Yosin. How do you have four? Is if the Mishnah Shruah is only talking about the Hatzos, Hatzos only shaykh two cases. How do you have four? V'chitei matayim mehem lechiyuv or mehem leftur. Itaka means two Hatzos that Yechai midiraisa and two Hatzos that Shinayim Shesu both did it. That midiraisa it's part of the Rabban Ritzosa. Maybe that's what the Mishnah Shruah means. So the more another can't be. V'dumi the maras goyim ketoni. Over there it says Shtayim Shemar v'dumi the maras goyim, which means ma hosam kulu lechiyuvay. Just like with the Maru and the Goyim, you have the four different spots, white spots on you. There's Sheis and the Harris and the two other ones. And all Midiraisa makes you tummy. So that Mishnah is only talking about Chiyuvim Midiraisa. It's the Chura Af Hachinami. When the Mishnah says Shtayim Shem Arba by Shabbos, it also means Kulu Chiyuvim. It means two Hoytzois Midiraisa, which comes out to be four Hoytzois Midiraisa. So the Mishnah in Shruah is as if it's talking about Chiyuvim Midiraisa. See if you want to say the Mishnah Shruah is only talking about the Av. So Hoytzor, Hoytzor, we only have two cases of Hoytzor. How do you have four cases of Hoytzor? Hoytzor means carrying from the Shus HaYochid out into the Shus HaRabim. So there's only two ways. Either the Baal HaBos did it, or the Oni did it. But you can't have four cases. That can't be the Teretz. How come our Mishnah says, like, eight cases, and the Mishnah only says four cases? El the Teretz is like this. Elom Rapopo. Ha'cha di'ikah Shabbos. So here's the beginning of the Sefer Shabbos. Tane Chiyuv Yapturi. Avada, we speak about Hoytzor and Achnosa. But our Mishnah is also talking about the Pturim. It's also talking about we both did it together, that Midrabban Mitzosa. Mashenken Hossam over there, by Masech the Shabbos, Masechta Shavuos, the Lavi Kishabesu Chiyuve Toni Yipturim Letoni. There the Mishnah only says about the Chiyuvim of the Raisam, but not about the Pturim. But Avada, how do we have the two Chiyuvim that come out to be four Chiyuvim? Hoitzo and Achnosa. So you have two Hoitzos and Oni in the Balabos, and you have two Achnosas and Oni in the Balabos. So Mela 2 comes into four Midiraisa. Our Mishnah says like double, but our Mishnah is even explaining the Yisur of the Rabbanim also. Rashi, Mehem Lechiyuvim, Mehem Leftur. Right, the Hadumi the Maras Legoyim, Katonim Loyas, Teretz, and Bimora, Tefosh Kamei, Chiyuvei Toni, the term Maskon is like this, Chiyuvei Toni. Over there the Mishnah in Shavuos only says Chiyuvim, Kim Mefosh Kamei, Beis Hoitzoyis, or Beis Achnosis. The Mishnah means Shnaim, Shemabe means two Hoitzoyis, two Achnosis. V'kulon Lechiyuvei, the Yochid Shosoyim, when one person does the whole Melacha, Oni Levadoi, the Oni does the whole Hoitzoy, or the whole Achnosa, the Balabais Levadoi, the Balabas does the whole Achnosa, the whole Hoitzoy. Vashenk and our Mishnah and Shabbos also explains the Chiyuvim. Chiyuvim Toni, Chiyuvim Toni. So the more now Chiyuvim Mainiyu. What's the case of the Chiyuvim? Yitzias. The Chiyuvim are right to only Yitzias, carrying out from your house to Shabbin. For the Gemara Yitzias start in heaven. Shtayim, it's only two. So how do we have four? The Teretz is Shtayim, the Hoitzor, Shtayim, the Achnosa. Nechrami. Where in the Mishnah, Shuas also talks about Achnosa. Even though it's a Toldo, but since it's also Midiraisa, if you make Achnosa, you carry from Shusa Rabin to Shusa Yochid, Yechayim Midiraisa, the Mishnah Shuas talks about that. By Shaykin here, by Shabbos, it even talks about more, where one does the whole Melacha, it talks about two do the Melacha together. For the Gemara, where Yitzias Katoni, I, the Mishnah over there in Tumor, says, Lashon says, by Shuas, the Mishnah says, Yitzias HaShabbos Taim Shemabo, so who Yitzias Amashmi carrying out. So how can you say the Mishnah also means Achnosis? The Chorish Yitzchun say Loshin Yitzias, and the Gemara Amar Avashi Tono Hachnosa Nami Hoitzor Korula. That's not Shver. And the Loshin HaMishnah, even though he says a Loshin Yitzias, which is Mashma only carrying outside, Hachnosa is also included in that. Like Mali Afuki and Mali Aluya, it's the same Svara. What's the Raya for this? Mimai Midiktoni, because the Mishnah laid in Klal Gadol, when it reconciles all the Lamates Melacha is the last Melacha there says a Loshin Hamoitzim Lushus Lushus Chayim. That's the last one of the Lamates Melachis. If you might see Meshus Meshus Chayim, and the Chur of that Mishnah is going back to all the Friedrich Mishnayis, is Mila Yaskin, isn't that Mishnah also talking about the Komayel Meshus Harabim, the Meshus Yachid? Where you're carrying from Meshus Harabim into the Meshus Yachid, you're making a Hachnosa. The Kokor would lay Hoitzah, and the Mishnah calls it Hoitzah. Zemendach that Hoitzah is loud after carrying outside your house, more than it's carrying inside your house. Because the Ikka Loshin of Hoitzor just means you're making an Akira from the place where it was Munach, and you're putting it into a new place now. It's like you're being moistied from that place into this place. So Hachnosa, bringing something inside your house, is also Bechal the Loshin of Hoitzor. Because you're taking it out of that Mokim Rishus Rabin and bringing it into your house. That's also called Hoitzor. Like this. The time of my, but kol akiras chayfus limkoymai toni yatzor kol. That's what I'm referring to. Kol akiras chayfus. Anytime you pick up the chayfus limkoymai from its place, toni yatzor korolei, because it's called you might sit from its place. So might not mean if you might sit from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin, or from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. You are making the akira you'd be might sit from its mokum into a new mokum. Omer Ravina, Ravina also the same shot, Mastis Mamideka. I'll bring you right from our Mishnah like that. Diktoni Yitzias, our Mishnah Sasos, then Yitzias HaShabbos. Ishtayim Shem Arba, and right away it says, Kate said, what's the case? Oni Oymed Bachutz. It says the case where the Oni is standing outside. And what is the Oni doing? He's taking something outside the Rishus Rabim and bringing it inside the Rishus Yachid. And the Mishnah says, Lashin Yitzias. Zem Lakol, it says Yitzias, it could also mean Hachnosis. But this Nami Deka, Diktoni Yitzias, the Mishnah says in Loshin Yitzias, become a forish Hachnos Liyata. And the first case the Mishnah explains is the Hachnosa, that the Oni that's standing outside Rishus Rabin brings the Chayfas inside to Rishus Yachid. Zemlaku Hachnosa fits into Yitzias also. And as Briz, because it's called Hoitzor from its Mokum, where it was laying before, and now you bring it to a new market. Rav Ramano, Rav says Rishuyas Katoni. He like makes the chutz a lot different gears in the Mishnah, means to change the gears. Rishuyas Katoni, the Mishnah said it's saying Yitzias, or else maybe it's a Hezbir. What does Yitzias mean? It means Rishuyas. Rishuyas Shabbos Shtayim. That means what halacha is a Shabbos? Do you have two different rishuyos? There's a rishus hayochid midiraisa and there's a rishus rab midiraisa. And when you carry from one rishus to another rishus midiraisa, you chayiv. That's all. Mashenkin a mokim ptur or a kamlet, it's only midirabonins. But midiraisa, you just have two rishuyos. That's magayit two. A rishus hayochid and a rishus rab. So the Mishnah says yitzias, it means really rishuyos. Rashi Masnissan Dhochi Nami Deka Dachnosu Nami Koriyetzo Diktoni Yitzias. Our Mishnah starts off with Yitzias. We are Kochach Lo Motzes Meforish Lo the Yitzias Nuchadayu Koma. The Mishnah doesn't only mean a real Hoytzo. Or Maschein Abra Chiyubi Pturit the Meforish Dachnosu Reisha. Right away the Mishnah explains what it means. It says the Oni is bringing something inside the house. Diktoni Keitzad Posh Oni Yisyode Lefnim Dainu Achnosu. That the Oni is standing outside with Shusrab and is bringing something inside. Or Gatoni Lo Beferusha the Yitzias. And this is coming to explain the ratio of the Mishnah. It says, Loshin Yitzias. Almo achnosa nami korin lehetzo. Zemlach achnosa, bringing something inside the house, also fits into the Loshin of Hetzo. Rav Rama, the Kashkach, Lishin the Yitzio, Beinocha Beinosim, Rishuyas Ketoni. First, he means to change the Girsa. The Mishnah means the Loshin of Rishuyas. Rishuyas Shtayim. That means the Rishus Hayochid, or Rishus Rabin. Exactly what makes up Rishus Yochid, what makes up Rishus Rabin, that was later on in the Masechta. But there are two different Rishuyas. Shein Arba Befnim, Kleima, by Yedeyim, because of these two Rishuyas, Yesh Becha Arba Yisurim Befnim. There are four types of Yisurim that the Balabas could have. Or connect the Machut, there are four types of Yisurim that the only outside could have. Or Mehen Lechiyuve, there are two of these cases, that's Nisa Dereisa, that's the Yitzor and the Achnoso. Or Mehen Lefter, that's where they do it together. Yehudi Shruas, Kula Lechiyuve Ketekimna. Vashenka Nemishtin Shruas is only talking about the Chiyuve Dereises. So there are two Achnosas and of the Oni, and two there's two Achnosas and two Hoytzois. That's why it says Shtayim Shemar. So the more Omalei Rav Masna Labai. Rav Masna is Labai. For Timnei Hevi, how come the Mishnoni says two? That comes into four. The Chori have eight. For Timnei Hevi. Look at Gashua Timnei Hevi, the Oni have eight. Like the Mishnah is saying two and four, you only have eight. For the more Tati, sorry, heaven. Chuy should have 12. The Cheshma, the Mishnah, should have 12. What's the Kash? That's the Rashi. Tati, sorry, heaven, it should be 12. Abo Chiyuve, you have four cases that's Chai Midraisa. That's Poshid, where the Oni either did Hoytso or Hachnosa, or else the Balabas did the Hoytso and the Hachnosa. Those are the only cases, the four cases that Midraisa the Chai. Where either of them did it, they did by themselves Hoytso or Hachnosa. Now, the Timni Pturah, why do we only say there are four cases? Of Pturim, there should be eight cases of Pturim. Shtei Akiris Leoni, Beloi Hanocha, Ushtei Hanochas, Beloi Akira. Like Cheshbonai is both, where the Oni standing outside brought something in, and the Balabas took it out and put it down. So once you Cheshbon, the Oni started, the Balabas ended off. That's two. Now the Oni puts his hand in, and now the Oni. The other case was where the Balabas takes something outside and the Oni takes it out. So you have both these cases, each case to them is two. So if you have four cases, you have eight of them. So Churish, you have eight cases. Why do you only cheshbonize four of them? V'chein l'balabayis. The same case for the Balabayis. Going Porshat Oni Yes Yodai. Malay Elefnim. The Balabas had a full hand and brought his hand inside the house. V'noto Balabayis Mitoichai. The Balabas took the piece of bread out and put it down. Hooray, Akira Leoni. You have an Akira, the Oni made Akira from the outside, he picked it up, I'm not to bring it in. The Anocha, the Balabas, and the Balabayas took it out and put it down. Oi, Shenostra Toichoi, else where the Oni put an empty hand inside, and the Balabas picked up something and put it into the Oni's hands. Void, see it, and the Oni took it out. Hooray, Akira, the Balabayas, the Balabas made Akira, the Anocha, the Oni. The Chain Posha, Balabayas, could have turned it off. Because the Yikar Kashri is now a Mishnah only Cheshman Zoy is the one that made the Akira, where the Oni picked up something and put his hand inside. Even though the Balabas took it out, the Mishnah doesn't Cheshman Zoy is the second half when the Balabas put it down, the one that made the Anochis. The Mishnah only Cheshman Zoy is the two to four, is where the person made the Akiris. So most Kashri is, why don't we recognize the Anochis also? The one that ends off is also Wasim of the Rabbon. It's also to make Anochis also. That's why most Nageya, being Nageya, most somebody comes, the mailman comes with a letter on Shabbos. He's coming into the house walking with the letter. While he's walking, you shouldn't take it out of his hand. Or don't want to put it into your hand. Because if you take it out of his hand, you're making the anocha. And the rabbanon, that's awesome. So the answer is, you have to make sure first the mailman stops walking inside the house. He sits, he studies. So mainly he made the anocha ready. So Now it's called Munach Mishas Yachid. Now you're allowed to take it out of his hand. But while he's walking, bringing the letter inside, yeah, you're not allowed to take it out of his hand. But he made an akira outside, and you're doing the anocha. But the anocha is also with the rabbanon. That's the kash. How come the Mishnah doesn't chesh benoiz these hanochas also? For at Gemara, the time nechkon to your chesh ben shisrin heavy. You could have mamas 16 cases. For Rashi shisrin heavy. The ikla mechshiv name yehanech pture the Mishnah gabi chiyuvei. You know, if you want to stamp chesh ben all cases, even the first two cases or the first four cases. Where you say the Oni is Chayim Midiraisa. What did the Oni do? He put his hand inside, took something out of the Balabas's hand, he made the Akira, he took it out and made the Anocha. So the Oni reckoned to us that the Oni did the Melocha. We say the Balabas was Potlagamri. Why don't we reckon that also? Say there's 16 cases, and the Balabas is Potlagamri. All those cases where the Oni is Chayim, and the Balabas is Chayim, and the other one is Potter, reckon that also? On Malay Holakash, that's gone to Shver. Bishma. Oh, that's the holocaust.